What's up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here, the five-dimensional strength coach. Welcome back for another episode of the Matt Prince podcast. Today's topic is this: ready, fire, aim. All right, so I just got off a call with a podcast expert. He's a fantastic dude. I actually feel kind of bad because I didn't sign up with his programming, because he was a good guy and he was helpful, and if it made sense, I definitely would go with him, but it just doesn't make sense for me with where I am at and what I'm doing moving forward. So it was interesting having this conversation, but it made me think of this topic and this conversation that I've had with many people over the years of ready, fire, aim. All right, so it's something that I live by, something that I'm focused on, and it's really helped me, I believe, because I am somebody who, like you, I get in my own head and I procrastinate and I put things off and I try and overcomplicate things, so it's like makes a reason not to do it, and I make up other reasons, like, hey, look, this is, I need to do this before I can do this, before I actually do the work. Now, ready, fire, aim takes all of that out of it. Ready, fire, aim would suggest that, hey, look, I'm fucking ready to do this. Go, just move, just shift, just start, just do it, and then you can work out the rest later. You can do the aiming section later. All right, this is how I am with the podcast. This is why it just didn't make sense to do this specific program with the guy. I literally have never edited a podcast episode, never edited it, never tweaked it, never changed it, never bleeped anything out. Like, I just press go and I go. And then I press post and it posts. Like, that's how it rolls with me. And, that's sort of how I like to do things. Same with videos and stuff like that. I don't edit videos. Sometimes I'll take reshoots of podcasts and videos. Like, if I completely screw it up and it's not making sense and I'm waffling on, I'll start again. But on a whole, generally what you get is, like, the authentic one shot, one go, like, that's it is what it is. Like, I tell the story, I get to the point, I do the thing, I post it, right? Now, it took me a while to get to this point. Like, I am a lot better at it now than back in the day. It used to take me like 20 takes to get a video. Like, don't get me wrong, I've not perfect even still today. Like, sometimes, like I said, I do need to do retakes sometimes, but most of the time it's one shot, one hit, and that's how I like to think about it. Now, that's why it didn't make sense with the podcasting. I don't need it to be clean, crisp, edited, all that sort of stuff. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to do it. It's not worth the money for me, and I'll keep doing it how I'm doing it. But within your life, guys, and this is something that I've done across the board, is there is never a perfect time to take action, right? There's never a perfect time to start. There's never a perfect time to, you know, take that next step, take that leap forward, that leap of faith. It's never going to be a perfect time, ever. Right, it's just never going to be right. Like, there'll always be something else that you have to focus on, something else you need to fix, something that's not ideal for you to step forward. Now, when you start to look at this ready, fire, aim concept, think about how much time you may have saved if you had have started what you said you wanted to do like 3 years ago. Right? Think about where you could be, how much further along you could be in that path, whether it's in your body, in your mind, in your relationships, in your business, your bank accounts, in your fun. Like, just think of it. Now, I have examples across the board of ready, fire, aim, and I'm going to share some with you guys that just helps you sort of see that I'm not just talking shit and I actually do it. For you guys that know me closely, you'll see this. Like, I get an idea sometimes and I just do it, and then I work out the rest later, but that's the whole point. Now, a current example is my trip to Peru. I've got Chantel booked it for me. She got it for me for Christmas, which was awesome. So she's just booked it. She's like, all right, you're going. This is the date you're going. People are asking me, hey, what else are you doing in Peru? You got like 2 weeks there. Have you got accommodation? Look, I've literally got flights and I've got the tour that I'm there. So for 2 days, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I've got the tour booked, which I do know what I'm doing. And then for the last, like, whatever it is, 6 or 7 days, I have no idea what I'm doing yet. I've got some ideas, but I haven't booked anything. Nothing's in solid. Like, I'm literally just going to work it out as I go, right? Whether we book stuff while we're over there, or whether we book, you know, we'll probably book accommodation prior to going, but I'll work it out as we go. You basically, now I have to work it out because I've already fired, right? I've already made that commitment to go. So now I've got to work out the rest. Within business, there is so many things that I still don't know about business, right? Like, there's been, for the first two gyms that I had, right, I didn't have any council approvals in them. I had no parking permits, nothing like that. Like, I didn't have a clue that it even fucking existed. I just thought, oh yeah, just pay rent and deck it out, and we go, right? Like, that makes sense. I've got, like, I had insurance because I knew I needed insurance because someone told me that, and that's it, like, and good to go. Now, I had no idea. So I did it. We built it. We did it. We did it. We did it. When I moved to the next facility, we were having a lot of trouble with, like we started and it was all fine, but then I got some bad letters from the council saying basically, like, we're possibly going to get shut down, essentially, because we didn't have permits and shit like that. And I was like, fuck, I didn't even know this was a thing. But because I'd already committed to the building, rather than having to, like, go all this through this process prior to it, where I would have been so overwhelmed, I probably, to be fair, I probably wouldn't have gone ahead and done it, because I knew that I didn't know the process was going to be such a nightmare. But because I'd already committed, we just worked it out along the way, and it all worked out okay. We got the permits, you know, everything's cleared, we're good to go. We're now qualified to be a gym, I suppose, in that building. But there's so many examples, like, in your body, right? Like, there's never a perfect time to train. Everyone's always looking for the perfect time to go and lift. You need the right amount of caffeine, the right amount of food, all of that. Like, just do it. Like, I get up in the morning, like right now I'm driving to training now. I don't feel like training, to be fair. Like, my body's a bit tired, my elbow's a little bit sore, I'm very fatigued, had a big week, and I just can't be fucked. But I know as soon as I start warming up, I'll be okay. And it will be in terms of, like, quality out of sessions with where I'm at, I might be at about a 6 out of 10. Right? Does that mean that I miss the session? No, it means that I do the session and I just go the best I can with what I've got. That's something that I'm always trying to do. Okay, you look at it from every angle and you can see examples of Ready, Fire, Aim. And, like, if you start and just basically commit and put yourself in too deep, you can work out the rest of the fine details later. All right? A lot of people are essentially assassinated and, like, held back and, like, killed early by procrastination. That's what kills their dreams. That's what stops them from making that business shift forward. That's what stops them from making that relationship forward. Like, whatever it is in their body. Like, people don't commit to training in the gym because they're like, oh, I'm not really fit enough yet. I'm not going to start until I'm fit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, just start. Like, you'll be okay. You're not going to die. Your best way to get it is just start. Now, guys, this applies to every single area of our lives, right? What I want you to do, my question for you today is a very, very, very simple one. Where in your life do you need to fire now? Is it in the weaponization of your body, the bulletproofing of your mind, in connection with those that matter, in the production side of things, in the production game, or in your fun? Do you need to pull some triggers and just fucking go? Where in your life do you need to do that? And part two to that, what is the next step you can take today to actually make a huge shift? So you're in with 2 feet. Like, you've worked out the area. Now, what's that big leap that you can take, so to speak, where you go both feet in and you've got no way to come back but to aim and work it out along the way? Because if you can take that step, that'll change your life. It will. If you can make that phone call, that commitment, that sale, that whatever it is you need to do, that purchase, do that thing, and you'll have no other choice except for to work it out and start to shift. Okay, that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope that helps out in some way. I know it's a short and sweet one, but that's what I wanted to get across, and you can start taking action on that. And that's the only way you're going to grow is if you take action. Now, the only way this show is going to keep growing is if you guys, you've been amazing with the people who are screenshotting and posting on social media and stuff like that. I really appreciate that. I see them all. I try and, if I'm tagged in especially, I definitely see them all, and I'll try and get back to you guys. And I do appreciate it. So thanks so much for sharing the show. That's the only way this thing's growing. And it's really, really cool. Like, I've seen the stats, and most of the people are from Australia, but there's people listening in America. There's people listening in Singapore, in New Zealand. There was one in Canada, one in Spain. Like, it's really exciting to see the show growing worldwide. And starting to get some traction. So guys, again, I appreciate you guys for sharing it up. I really do. And if you can, you know, keep doing that, that'd be amazing. But beyond that, guys, do the work that we've spoken about in the podcast. Get on board, get your fucking Ready, Fire, Aim happening, and I want to see you shift. Let me know what you're firing at. Let me know what you're aiming at. We'll see how we go. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.